Track 12, Charlie Park.
Clay Cross Hall was built for Charles Binns, the general manager of the Clay Cross Company. It later became the home of the Jackson family, who took over the Clay Cross Company from 1871 until 1974. Charlie Park's first swimming baths weren't quite up to today's standards, as Peter Riggott, Henry Holmes and Doug Bradbury fondly remember.
Well, before Charlie Park Leisure Centre was built, we used to go swimming in a tin up, basically.
You had to kneel along the side of the bath, and the chap that was running it, the instructor, and he used to come and pull your legs from under you, in the water you went. You went right under.
You used to have fourpence as a rule, threepence to go in, and a penny for OXO in welfare when you come out. You used to have an OXO, a meat to drink. Yeah, I mean, things were a bit rough. We had no baths or anything like that at home. And very often Mum used to say, you know, you get a bath while you're here. And they used to slip you a bar of soap. You know, you put it in your trunk. So you think, all these lads from Long Rose are big lads, like, you know. Think of a bar of fairy in the trunks, aren't they? Like, you know, get it 4 foot end and have a bit of a swill round, like, and then swim off before the sun's got to. It makes you wonder how still it like getting a fridge. Yeah, there's no eating.
The park played host to the annual show, including the flower show that, in its day, rivalled Chelsea. Crowds from across the country would descend from Claycross Station almost a mile away during the second week in August, Wakes Week, and the final night would always end with a spectacular firework display.